Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to episode 37 of the DIY Creative Podcast with me, Senator Jez. And hey, let's pay a bill first and we'll get right back to the show. Let's talk about passion, true passion, this episode. Hey, all right, so true passion. What could bring this topic on? Let me just say first that on the 18th, I'm conducting a new interview with an artist, and I think that this is going to be a great show. I will give you more information as we get closer to the release of that episode. But today, I'm going to actually get a little personal with this episode. And that is, as an indie creative, as a DIY creative, need to be true to one person, and that's yourself. Because as hard as you would try, you can't make someone else's vision. You can't make someone else's art. You have to make your art. And depending on the type of art it is, you may have to work harder on finding your tribe, on finding your fans, but they're out there. Because if you're creating something that you like, I guarantee you, you're not the only person in the world that likes it. And we as people, as much as we like to be a part of something, we also like to feel that we are unique. So we like to find things to be a part of that sets us apart from the mainstream. So there are people out there that will like the art you create if you create art that you like for yourself. This is your true passion. Some people will tell you you can't do that. Some people will tell you that you have to find a formula and then fit yourself into it and then go out there. And yeah, I'm gonna nix that right there. Because you can't create someone else's vision. Or should I, let me put that a different way. You cannot do a great job when creating someone else's vision. However, when you're creating your vision, you can put all of your heart and soul into it, and what you create is the absolute best thing that you can create. And then you have to go find the people that like that absolute wonderful thing that you've created. But here's the thing. By trying to fit into some other I'm going to go with music because that's my thing, but a genre or a certain type of music, trying to fit yourself into that, that doesn't necessarily guarantee you success either. So if I create something that's a little weird and I got to go find the people that like the weird thing that I created, I'm actually going to have an easier time than somebody that tries to be the next Billie Eilish or the next whatever is popular right now, because guess what? You're competing against a huge, huge amount of other artists that are doing the exact same thing. And some of them have a head start on you. Yet when you create your own thing and you go find your tribe may be way smaller. It's a smaller pond. You're a bigger fish in a smaller pond. You don't need millions of people to consume your art. Or your creations. You just need to find true fans. We talked about this. Nate Netheridge, who I interviewed last episode, is a true fan. You need to find your Nates. So why am I bringing this up? Well, last year I put out several singles and two albums. One of the albums was pretty much a slightly experimental ambient album of music that I was inspired by space themes. Cosmic Feels, that was the album name. It was a little bit experimental, but it was ambient. And ambient is my thing. Ambient, orchestral, experimental is my thing. The other album I put out was a hard listen to me. It was my feelings while being in lockdown with COVID. It ran the gamut from almost noise down to pastoral-like ambient sequences. I figured that would be the harder album to sell last year. But it wasn't. that was the one that people seemed to like the most. When I went with the more standard ambient stuff, stuff that I've done all my career, I didn't get any real negativity off of it, but I didn't get any, hey, we really like this. However, Spring in Captivity, the one that was really out there, really experimental, I really did get a lot of people that were into it, other than Cosmic Feels, which people, like I said, no negativity off of it. And a few people are like, oh, that's pretty cool. But I got some actual real, I don't know, what's the term, vivid feedback on Spring in Captivity. Also last year, since I have a spiritual side, and DistroKid, who I use to distribute my music, is very hard for me because they don't have an experimental, they don't have a noise, they don't have an industrial, and they don't have an ambient genre that I can put into. So I'd put my stuff mostly into electronic, and when I find myself on Spotify and all the services listed as dance music, and I'm not, I don't make that. Well, Spring in Captivity was really hard to, you know, somebody going and listen to dance music and coming up with Spring in Captivity, yeah, that's not really gonna make their day. And Cosmic Feels, I put that down as New Age because they have New Age. They don't have ambient, they don't have experimental, but they have New Age. So on all these services, I am labeled wrong. And but since I do my ambient stuff and I'd put it under New Age on DistroKid, I tried to brand myself on my website and everything as a New Age artist. And that's not me. I have spiritual feelings and I have a spiritual podcast, but that's a different side of myself. But I tried to blend the two just to fit into DistroKid's genres. Well, I'm leaving DistroKid and I'm going to Amuse, because Amuse has categories that are closer to what I create. But branding myself New Age was anti what my music is about. Cosmic Feels was a good ambient music, and I like putting out ambient albums. But Spring in Captivity, that experimental side, the side that was kind of hard to listen to, that's where I really got the visceral responses from people, because that was me being 100% true to myself. So this is what I'm imploring you. For 2021, don't try to fit yourself into somebody. Don't be the square peg that's trying to fit yourself into someone else's round hole. Just go where your peg fits. Go where your peg leads and put out your best stuff this year. And then do the legwork and go find your tribe. They exist. Trust me, they exist. Do it for yourself, not because I'm saying it. Do it for yourself. Watch what you create. Just grow and expand and just see how good it can be if you stop trying to be the next something. Just be the best you and find your Nates, find your super fans. They're there. And here's the thing also, when you talk about what you create, when you're being 100% true to yourself and your own vision, you get passionate. That's how you find your fans, because when you talk about it, you're not using catchphrases. You're not using industry speak. You speak straight from the heart. That's what gets people. Not, well, this is along the lines of blah, blah, and you use all these abstract terms that other people use to explain your stuff because you're not really feeling what you actually just created. So get out there, create this year. Another thing, you're going to create a lot more when you're creating your passion, with something you're passionate about. Because when you get into that groove, you can't stop creating. So you just put it out and put it out and put it out. When you're trying to fit yourself into someone else's vision, it's hard. You become a perfectionist. You second guess everything you do because you're not making something you want to make. You're making something you think you should be making. And since you're already comparing yourself to others because you're trying to fit yourself into someone else's vision, you'll find that what you're doing never measures up to that which you're comparing yourself to. And that's very demoralizing. So when you're creating your passion, you can create and create and create and put tons of stuff out. X, Spotify's CEO, ruffled a lot of feathers when he talked about the age of doing an album, touring on it for a year or two, then putting out another album. That's over. You've got to have constant output now to really, really get a foothold on the streaming and things like that. Well, how do you do that? Not by trying to make someone else's art. Make your own art. Make something that you're so passionate about, you can't stop creating. And then you put it out and you just explode your chances to find your tribe. Do that, not for me, but for yourself in 2021. This is the year of your pure passion, no matter what your art. And that's about all I have for this week. Thank you for coming in, everyone. This is Senator Jez about to sign out. If you're catching this on YouTube, I would love it if you would subscribe to the channel and hit that bell icon. You'll get music. You'll get all kind of stuff. You'll get these podcasts. I would love it if you know someone that could benefit from these, if you'd share it with them. Also, if you're catching this in the audio form, please subscribe to the podcast. Comments are always welcome on YouTube. And you can check in the show notes, and there's always a way to leave a comment, whether it be on phone, email, what have you. I enjoy spending time with you. We have a great interview coming up in a couple of episodes, have a couple of other things coming your way soon. This is Senator Jez, Aben Crawford to friends, and you can call me Aben. I'll check you next time. Enjoy. I'm out of here. Peace.